I'm pumped for this. We're joined by a PGA Tour golfer. He was an All-American at Oklahoma State, the 2018 NCAA team champion there, the 2019 NCAA individual champion, the 2019 Haskins Award winner, the 2019 Nicklaus Award winner, and he won the 3M Open on Sunday with an eagle on the 72nd hole. Also, just the third man to win the NCAA individual title and tour event in the same year. The John Deere Classic gets underway tomorrow in Illinois. All right, Matthew Wolf is my guest. Matthew, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, dude. Listen, you've had a couple of days for this to sink in. When you look back on Sunday and the back nine in particular, let me start right there. What kind of thoughts do you have?
Yeah, it was pretty hectic, obviously, because I knew I was up there by the lead, but Colin was starting to make a run, birdied, I think, 11, 12, 13, and was kind of bouncing back. And I knew that, obviously, Bryson and Wyndham Clark were up there by the lead as well. So definitely a little nerves kicked in, but just kept on sticking to my game plan and keeping Colin out there.
Matthew Wolf joining us. So, Matthew, what about the night before? On Saturday, you were tied for the lead, which made you the youngest player to ever have a 54-hole lead. The story goes that you received a text from one of your coaches at Oklahoma State. What was the text, and what did you take away from that text?
Yeah, it was Coach Starr at Oklahoma State, our assistant coach, and he kind of just told me, you know, winning on any level is the same, and I know how to win. I'm a born winner, and I know how to close it out and handle that pressure. And I was made for moments like those, or like the ones that I had in college. And you know, he kind of told me a little stat, which was funny, but gave me a lot of confidence. Is, you know, over the last, you know, 3-4 months, I've probably won more than any single person out there. You know, obviously it's in college and not the PGA Tour, but you know, I knew how to win. I knew how to close the deal, and you know, coming down the stretch, that was definitely a little help to have in the back of my mind.
We're talking to Matthew Wolf. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're locked in. You were locked in then. You're locked in right now. But is it true that you and your caddy were talking about NBA free agency during the round on Sunday? And if so, what kind of things were you guys talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about NBA free agency pretty much the entire week, to be honest. That was a pretty big headline, and with so many things going on. But it kind of took my mind off golf, which I really liked. I love focusing out there and, you know, competing and being in the moment. But, you know, between shots, it's, you know, you're out there for 5 hours, 5+ hours, and, you know, it's a lot to focus. And to be able to take your mind off of golf and relax a little bit, talk about a few other things, you know, it definitely helps me a lot. We kind of did that. We talked about a lot of other things, the free agency and a few others, just to, you know, keep my mind off of it and keep me relaxed out there.
We're talking to Matthew Wolf. Now, Bryson DeChambeau was playing ahead of you. He had that eagle on 18, which meant you were going to need a birdie to tie or an eagle to win. What was your mindset when you saw that?
Yeah, I was in the fairway holding the 5-iron that I was going to hit in a couple minutes. And I saw him make that putt for eagle. And, you know, I knew I had to birdie, especially with Colin being in the fairway. But now I really needed a birdie because, you know, to tie the lead. And the game plan was still the same, that we had a good line, you know, looking at the grandstands in the back, and a perfect club. So he kind of just told me to take a deep breath and trust my game. You know, he told me I was the best long iron player that week, which, you know, I feel like I really was. I was hitting my long irons very, very well, right where I wanted to, and the right distances, and I kind of just trusted it and didn't really cut as much as I wanted to, but left myself in a good spot.
Matthew, just to confirm, you're 20, right? You're 20, you're not 35 and 15 years on tour. You are 20, right?
Yes, sir, I'm 20.
All right, just confirming. Matthew Wolf, my guest. Listen, then you had that 26-foot putt for eagle on 18. What was going through you as you lined that up and then hit it?
Well, actually, I was just off the green, so I really couldn't line it up. But the biggest thing for me was, you know, I didn't make a lot of putts that day, and I knew I was putting good all week, so one of them was bound to drop. And you know, me and Steve, my caddy, we picked a line, and both agreed on it very well. I knew the speed, and the biggest thing was just the contact, because the collar was right behind my ball, and just making sure to let it come out, you know, as on a true roll, and not, you know, do anything crazy with it. Just trust my read, trust my line, and trust myself, and I had the confidence to go up there and, you know, stay calm, and, you know, thankfully it went in, and like I said, my life has changed forever now.
Your life has changed forever now, but let's talk about something else. My favorite part of the conversation, in fact, if we go back, now you and I actually grew up much different times, but not that far apart. You're from Agoura Hills. Matthew, I don't know if you know, I grew up in Hidden Hills. I went to Calabasas High School. You went to Westlake. So we're from the same area, both 818. I've got to know, when did you first start to golf?
I first started to golf. I went to Lindero Country Club, like sports camp. And right around then, it was about probably 5 years old. And my dad used to take me to the range when I was like 4 or 5. And, you know, since then, I just loved it. And I played a bunch of other sports growing up. I played basketball and baseball and football for a year, soccer. But golf was just where my heart was at. I enjoyed it the most and you know, kind of just loved being out on the course and hitting as far as I could and just, you know, stuck with it. And thankfully, it worked out pretty well.
Now, it worked out great. Now, what's really interesting is your swing instructor, George Gankis, said that he knew from the moment that he met you that you were something special. He also said that you were clowning him a little bit when you first met him. What do you remember about that first meeting? How old were you?
Yeah, I was 13 when I first met him. He practiced or taught at the same course that our high school practiced at. And I had a bunch of friends that were older that went to him, but I never really met him before. And, you know, kind of like seeing him, and, you know, I heard a lot about him, and the first time I talked to him, I said, "Are you George Gankis?" And kind of just, you know, not making fun of him, but, you know, it was pretty cool to see him, you know, because I heard a lot about him before, and he, you know, he saw me swing, and he kind of, you know, asked me, like, he's like, "Are you joking, or is that your swing?" And I was like, "No, that's my swing," and he was like, that's the sickest thing I've ever seen, and from then, it's just history, you know, he loved it right away, didn't change it, and worked with it, and it was really cool to, you know, to see us progress over the years and how much success we both had.
I want to reiterate that point. I mean, your swing is different, and a lot of coaches might have been wanting to change that swing, but he loved it as soon as he saw it, and it's one of his favorite swings that he's ever seen. He said as much. So what did it mean to you that he was not looking to tinker or change that swing?
That's definitely something I was looking for from the start. Like I said, I feel really comfortable with my swing. It's a feel. It's not, I don't feel like I have to be in any position. If, you know, if no one ever recorded it, I feel like it'd be straight back, straight through. And, you know, to have that feeling is really important. And, I was kind of looking for someone who loved my swing and was going to work with it, not try to change it. And, you know, from the start, before I even asked him that, he told me how dope my swing was and just said, "I would love to work with you," and, you know, just kind of work with things in your swing and not change it at all. Let you do what you do, but just make it a little more consistent, and I loved hearing that right away, and really trusted him from that point on, and he's the only person I'll trust in my swing now.
Matthew Wolf, my guest. So what's your home course? What's your home club?
Well, right now I'm in the process of trying to join Medalist because I moved down to Jupiter, Medalist Golf Club, but growing up was just Westlake Golf Course. I was never fortunate enough to be a member anywhere in Southern California, especially, you know, growing up in the 818, how expensive it is and how nice of an area that is. You know, I never had the ability to join anywhere, and I was, you know, brought up to Sherwood by a few of my friends every once in a while, but for the most part, it was just, you know, public courses around that area and, you know, to see where I came from, and in no way did I have it tough, but, you know, I wasn't as fortunate as some of the other golfers that I played junior golf with and in that area. So it was nice to be able to you know, come from that and improve myself, and now, you know, do my own, you know, have my own success and be able to join a place, and especially like Medalist, which is an unbelievable course.
It's an unbelievable place, and I understand why you're in Jupiter. There's a lot of guys there. There's a lot of reasons for you to be there. I hate to lose you there. Are you still going to claim the 818 is your own? Like, did you go to the Sagebrush Cantina? Tina, did you hang out at the Canyon Club? Did you ever get to the Commons? What were you doing in the 818 before you left for college?
Yeah, the 818 while I was being home. You know, Agoura Hills is where I grew up, and that's always going to be where I'm from. My mom still lives there. My brother is moving to San Francisco, but he still lives there right now too. And it's just, that's where all my friends are still living, because they're still in college right now. So, you know, when they go back home, they go there. And it's cool to see where I've come. But, you know, growing up there, we would go to the Canyon Club. We'd hang around there, and there'd be some things to do. But for the most part, I'd go over to my friend's house and just play video games and, you know, swim in the pool, especially with the good weather there, and it's cool place, and I lived there for the first 18 years of my life and still love it, but I'm really happy with, you know, going to OSU, to Stillwater. I love that place, and that's my second home, and now Jupiter's my third home. So all those places I really love, and I'm happy to call home.
Matthew Wolf, my guest, my man, you are living a great life, and you've earned it. You've put in the time, you've put in the work, and I'm glad to hear you're still repping the 818. And again, as I mentioned, I understand why you are where you are right now and what a great thrill that was over the weekend. Dude, so good to have you on the show. Matthew, we got to do it again soon. I appreciate you, and really good to talk to you today. Thanks so much for that.
Of course, yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Matthew Wolf, he's 20.